Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, this is a very, very, very exciting day. We have an awesome program and topic on tap for you this morning. So I want you to go on and take a moment to get in position, get ready. Get your pen and pencil and get you some paper and get ready to take some notes. We have a topic that this morning is going to help put you in a place where you will not believe your own life. I'm talking about taking you over the top and beyond. And not just over the top, but over the top and to just keep on going. To keep on going. It's going to be awesome. Awesome, awesome. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Looks like there's been a little bit of technical difficulties here on my end, so I do apologize for that short break, but hopefully that was enough time for you to go get your pen, get your pencil, and let's get ready to rumble, as they say in the wrestling industry. Well, we tell you, you know, it's interesting about that wrestling industry because, you know what? There are some winners and there are some losers. But you know what? You are in the winner's circle and you are going to win. We absolutely want you to win. And you know what I've learned in life? That is nothing like having someone in your world, in your immediate surroundings that wants you to win. I absolutely want you to win. I want you to make it over the top. I want you to live your most unlimited life that you can think of. You know, really, we talk about living life without limits. There are no limits other than the ones that you place there. And this topic that I have selected for you today, awesome, awesome topic. And it simply says that you must stop dreaming and start living. Let me repeat that. Stop dreaming and start living. How many of you would love to start living? You know, you've dreamed long enough, but now you want to really live. Well, before we really get to some things that can help you to stop dreaming and start living, we want to really look at, you know, what is a dream? Why do we dream? Why is it important? Because the fact of the matter is, it is important. And I know for myself, you know, there was a time, first of all, there was a time when I, as a little child, I did dream. I had some big dreams. And they weren't very specific. It was just, you know, I want to, you know, have a family. I wanted to live in a nice house. I wanted to be successful, you know, relatively successful. So those weren't really big dreams, but they were still something that was in the future for me. It wasn't anything that was happening for me at the moment because I grew up, I didn't live in a big house, and, you know, I didn't see a whole lot of success, though. You know, my mother, she did a good job of painting a picture for me of what success could look like. And you're talking about back in the 60s, and I was a part of that era. I was, you know, around 7 or 8 around that time. And, you know, I got to watch Cinderella. So, you know, I got to see that vision of glamour and fancy and, you know, magic. And in a way, I'm glad I got to see that because, it gave me something to hope for outside of my immediate environment of what I could see. So as a child, yes, I had some dreams, and because I was not the oldest child, who a lot of times, you know, had a lot of responsibility on them, I was the third oldest, and my oldest sister was a reader, and so she, you know, knew about a lot of different kinds of scenarios in life, and then she would bring them back to her siblings. It was seven of us all together. And so she would have us doing all these little plays, and we used to have talent shows. That's what my family did. I'm sure every family has the thing that they do that's special and unique to their household. Well, in my household, it was a show, a talent show. We had a few fashion shows, but that wasn't as popular as a talent show. There were seven of us, and so the oldest. Then there was a girl, and then there was a boy, and then there was me. And then there were four under me, three more girls and one other boy. And we would put on these talent shows. And, you know, I was born in the late 50s, and so here, and I was so here, she was born in the mid-50s. I'm born in the not too distant after. I was only 2 years behind her, and then the brother was in between us. And so, you know, we were kind of like the little leaders. But, and sometimes we don't think about that leadership in the household also transpires oftentimes to leadership in our professional life and in our ministries and other areas of life. But here I was, and we would do these talent shows, and we know we had all the music of the 70s and the 60s, rather. We had the Temptations, and we had the Miracles and Smokey Robinson and all these different groups, and, you know, the Shirelles. Hey, the Shirelles. I met someone the other day. She's still singing with the Shirelles. Awesome, awesome woman. So here we had all of the music, and we had the Fifth Dimension and these different groups out there. I don't remember all the names because, you know, I'm still kind of young, eight, nine, ten. And so we would do these talent shows, and you always had to pick your song, and then you had to perform your song before the other siblings. They would be the audience. And so that was always a lot of fun. And so now when, you know, I do speaking, I teach, I'm a professor, I do training on my day job, my 9-to-5 job, I'm a trainer and a corporate trainer. And people, you know, they always think, you know, well, you know, you're a great speaker, Lalisa. You know, you're good at that. But they don't realize I've been doing this since I was like 6 years old in the house. I was always before an audience. So I have absolutely almost no fear of standing before any kind of an audience. And it's not because I'm anything special or have been through any, you know, formal training up here lately. I've gone through Toastmasters, but that's about it. But it's just funny because this is what I did at home as a child was a common thing. And so we would put on these talent shows, and then every now and again, the oldest sister would then take myself and the one sister that's right under me. She's 18 months younger. Some of you met her on my Sunday Sisters in the Spirit show. Well, our show, we do that show together, and you met her last Sunday. You can meet her this Sunday. We'll be back at 6 p.m., right here on Vlog Talk Radio. But she would take the two of us, and then we would become the Supremes. And then she would lead, and we would be the backup. And, you know, we just had a ton of fun. So when it comes to dreaming, you know, we can spend a lot of time dreaming about what we want to be. And at that point, as a child, and by this time, you know, we had the Ed Sullivan Show, and then we had American Bandstand, and you would have various entertainers come on to perform. So as a child, that was my dream, that one day I would be on the Ed Sullivan Show. There was the King's Family. There was the American Bandstand. And then, of course, you know, in the 70s, and we got Soul Train. And so those were the kind of things that I thought I would be end up doing one day. But the problem was, and I've never done those things, and I think one of the reasons is that I had a dream, but I wasn't really living the dream. In other words, I didn't stop dreaming long enough to start living. You know, when we talk about this topic, stop dreaming and start living, it really goes to the heart of I need to put some action behind my dream. So in other words, yes, I see myself as a singer, a dancer, a speaker, a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever it is that I'm dreaming of. But now the action steps is what's going to cause me to actually live in the dream and not just dream it. Because unfortunately, I've met far too many people who died with their dream still inside of them. They never actually walked it out. And that scares me because I was almost that same person. You know, I didn't really start living my dream until I turned 40. It wasn't until I turned 40 that I really began to sense that, you know, I could actually live it. Even though around 32, I began to operate in the dream, but it really wasn't until the 40s that I started doing it. So I share all of this just so that you too can see that it is very, very possible that you can do some of those things that you only dreamed about doing. Now, your dream might be to go back to school to get a college degree. Your dream might be to purchase your dream house. Your dream might even be to fall in love with that person that you just imagined would be such a great match for you. Your dream might be to have a family, raise children, and see them become very, very, very successful. No matter what your dream is, there's going to come a time where you have to move from this is what I see to this is who I am. In other words, in order to stop dreaming and start living, is not that, I know it sounds like I'm telling people to abandon their dream. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not telling you to abandon your dream. I'm telling you to actually go deeper in the whole concept of your dream, and that's to live it. And that's what a lot of people are not able to do. They're not able to make the transition from dreaming it to beginning to live it. And ultimately, what happens is they begin to feel very frustrated with their lives. You can tell these individuals. You can tell them. It's hard to recognize them, though, when they're very young because, you see, it's still so much time left for them to just get up and begin to do it. So they could be in their teens. They could be looking like they're not living their dream, but, you know, we can't say yet. You know, we can't count them out yet. And not that we can count anyone out, but the point is, I was talking about they'll begin to look frustrated. So when you see people in their 40s and their 50s, even their 60s, you can tell the people who are really not living their dream is that, because everybody has dreams. We all have them. That's a gift from God that you can't take away. God gave each and every person at least one dream, something that they want to do. Somehow God has instilled in all of us that ability to operate in our gifts, our talents, our skills, and our abilities. And so we know they had a dream, but the problem is they never took the next step to living it. And now there are many, many reasons as to why people don't take the next step to living it. For instance, some people are afraid of what others will think. They're afraid people, for instance, you know, they're going to think I'm stupid. They're going to think I'm off the chain. They're going to think I'm crazy. They're going to think I've lost my mind. They're going to think I don't know what I'm talking about. Those kinds of things. There will be those people in your life, and we call them dream snatchers. These are dream killers. These are people who will tell you, you'll never do that. You shouldn't do that. That's stupid. Why do you want to do that? No one's ever done it like that. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your effort. You're wasting your money. You're wasting your energy. All these kinds of things is what you'll hear from people like that. And so What you have to do, though, if you really want to stop dreaming and begin to live, what you have to do is you have to get away from those people. You have to sort of put yourself in some kind of a quarantine against those people, or put them in a quarantine. And, you know, you may be around them, but you have like a shield. You put them in a bubble. They're trying to put you in a bubble. No, you need to put them in a bubble, because sometimes these people are your parents. They could be your spouse, your significant other. They could be your children. They could be people that are very, very close to you that you can't always walk away from. Now, if it's just a friend, an acquaintance, a coworker, these are people you can walk away from like yesterday. But when it's your loved ones, you can't just walk away from them, and I'm not suggesting that you do. But, however, you have to learn how to be in their presence but not be around them, not let what they're espousing come into you. And that's what I learned how to do so very well, but it took me a long time to get there. And then you have to make sure that you're not the person snatching your own dream. Because oftentimes, the things that we've heard over and over and over, we tend to let it get into our subconscious mind. And sometimes that voice will come up and tell us we can't do something, almost in a sense of trying to protect us. You know, we try to protect ourselves from what we think will be a failure. And so we'll tell ourselves, you know, I can't do that. So we won't even try, because we think we're going to fail. Maybe we tried it before and it didn't work. So the brain is trying to sort of help us out. But you have to learn how to, you know, push past that so that you can really begin to live. And you're really not living until you can manifest this dream that God has given you, and that you can really operate in it. Until you can manifest that and live that and walk it out, you're still just dreaming. But I'm here today emphatically to tell you to stop dreaming and start living. Go on. Live the thing that you've been dreaming about. And the way to do that is to take action. You've got to take action. And something that I'm learning in this new company that I'm working with, they talk about taking massive action. And before I even knew before I had even heard that term from this new company that I just started working with June of 2009, I was taking massive action. For instance, when I left Dade County, Miami, when I left the jail there, having been arrested several times I had been arrested. When I left that jail, the last time I was arrested there, and left that city, left that state, and moved back to my hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio, the arrest didn't start there, because then a year later I sort of ended back up in that same trap again. But what happened was, eventually I took massive action. I got in a car, and I drove to New Jersey, a state I had never been to before. I drove to New Jersey to take massive action on my life. That was massive. With no money, no place to really stay, get in a car that I really didn't own, and drive with about $7, because that was 1987 and gas was like maybe 70-something cents a gallon, to drive that little Ford Escort up to New Jersey. That was taking massive action on my life. And when I got to New Jersey, within a year, I met the man that I'm still married to 20 years later. It'll be 20 years, March of 2010. So I moved to New Jersey in 87. I met him in 88. We married in 1990. So that's taking massive action. Because prior to my husband, I had been in a series of abusive and negative relationships. Now, I take massive action. Then, having been a high school dropout, I end up enrolling into junior college simply to get an associate's degree. And today I'm working on a PhD. That's taking massive action. Now, I will tell you that massive action means that you are relentless in your effort to achieve your dream. It means that you are relentless in your effort to achieve your dream. It means you overturn every stone, you leave no stone unturned. It means you try everything, you knock on every door, and that you don't take no for an answer. What do I mean by that? Will people tell you no? Absolutely yes. But what will you do? You'll go to the next door. If that door tells you no, will you stop? No. You'll go to what? You got it. The next door. If those people say no, will you stop? No. You do what? You go to the next door. So what you need in order to stop dreaming and to start living, you need to do three things in your life. Number one, you need to have a lot of energy. So I suggest that you hook up to the power source, which is God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You will get unbelievable energy. That's number one. Number two, you must educate yourself. You must get educated on something. You must become an expert at something. So educate yourself. Take massive action on keeping your energy high, get your education. And the third thing you must do, and you must take massive action on this, you must empower yourself. In other words, you've got the energy, you've got the education. Now you must empower yourself. You must transform your mind, renew your heart. You must build up your self-efficacy. You must instill within, you must speak positively to yourself. You must, that's how you empower yourself. You have to take seminars, go to seminars, workshops, get around people that are awesome, powerful, and dynamic. Diss everyone else. So you have that. If you do these three things, you will definitely begin to live out those goals and desires and passions that you have, and you will be happy. How will you know that you're happy? How will you really know that? The best way that I can summarize that you'll know you're happy is by the way you treat other people. You know, people try to convince me that they're happy and they love their life, but I see them being mean and spiteful to others. You are not happy. You just total yourself. When you're spiteful, mean, envious of others, you've just totaled yourself. You are not happy. It doesn't matter how many times you say you are. You can wear the happy sticker. You can put smiley faces on all your memos, but you're not happy. The only way you can tell that you're happy is by the way you treat others and by how you respond to others. So I hope this show has been a blessing to you. Definitely tune in next week, same time. The topic next week, I'm going to be talking about how to reduce stress. Going into this new year, to know how to reduce stress. Well, I'm so glad we're almost out of time. I can't believe it. 30 minutes gone that fast. Well, I want you to absolutely go throughout the rest of your day remembering that you got to stop dreaming, you got to start living, you got to take massive action. Three ways to make sure you take massive action in your energy, your education, and your empowerment. Personal empowerment is the key to living your dream. Well, it's been my pleasure. As always, you're listening to Coach Alisa right here on Blog Talk Radio. Now go out and live your dreams.